bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from the jungles of Peru, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher and is ministering in Puerto Maldonado. The title of his preaching is called, Called to Speak a Difficult Word.
A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. I, Ezekiel, heard a voice speaking. It said, You, son of man, listen to the words I say to you. Do not be a rebel like that rebellious sect. Open your mouth and eat what I am about to give you. I looked. A hand was there, stretching out to me and holding a scroll. He unrolled it in front of me. It was written on back and front. On it was written lamentations, wailings, moanings. He said, Son of man, eat what is given to you. Eat this scroll, and then go and speak to the house of Israel. I opened my mouth. He gave me the scroll to eat and said, Son of man, feed and be satisfied by the scroll I am giving you. I ate it, and it tasted sweet as honey. Then the voice said, Go to the house of Israel and tell them what I have said. The word of the Lord. The prophet Ezekiel didn't get to choose the scroll that he was commanded to eat and announce. In the vision that he was simply given a scroll containing a portion of the Holy Scripture, and he was told to eat it. It's kind of like the lectionary that many of us use for our daily Lectio Divina, prayer and preaching. The Scripture is given to us. We don't always get to go look for our favorite Scripture, the one that we really like to preach on. No, it's God's word, and God gives us this daily word that needs to be proclaimed. Eat this holy word and announce it to the world. Let this word become flesh in you today. Well, that's exactly what Ezekiel did. He ate the scroll that he saw in the vision, and he set off to preach what the Holy Spirit had inspired him to preach. Being bearers of God's word is a tremendous privilege. It's a contemplative grace to be entrusted with God's holy and eternal word. But it's not always easy to receive the word that God gives us. Sometimes it seems a lot bigger than what we can handle. Today, the church remembers a great and holy man who died as a martyr in the Second World War. Maximilian Kolbe was a Franciscan who had served as a missionary in Japan. When he returned to Europe, the war was already beginning to ignite and raging fire, engulfing much of the continent. Not long after returning from Japan, Father Maximilian was taken prisoner and put into a concentration camp. On August 3, 1941, a prisoner escaped from that same concentration camp. The Nazi officials decided that 10 prisoners would be forced to die of starvation to punish the prisoners for their escaped comrade. One of the prisoners chosen to die of starvation was a husband and father of several children. In an act of incredible faith and self-sacrifice, Father Maximilian Kolb offered to take the place of the prisoner who had a family. The prison officials accepted the exchange. After 10 days of starvation, Father Maximilian had still not died. The officials decided then to administer a lethal injection. Father Kolbe died on August 14, 1941. As we heard in the prophecy of Ezekiel, we do not always get to choose the word that we are called to speak. God chooses that word, and we are to live it. Preachers of God's word, called to eat the book and go and speak to the house of Israel. Sometimes that word is a blessing or a source of healing, and other times it's a burning torch that will change us forever. All we can do is say, Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. The rest is obedience and faith. Some years ago, I had the great privilege to pray in the very prison cell where Father Kolbe died of forced starvation. The word that he was given to speak to the world was not an easy word by any means, but he was faithful to God's call, the same call given to the prophet Ezekiel, the call given to us, Son of God, eat what is before you, eat this scroll, and then go and speak my word to the world. Thank you.